B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
I had Mark, our producer Mark, get my wife on the phone, Nicole, because I think, I don't know why, but I feel like she's mad at me. Yesterday, she was giving me freaking attitude all damn day.
Well, I'm sure there's a good reason for it.
I was just going to say, I'm sure you deserved it.
Okay, so why are you mad at me, though? Like, you're even kind of, like, salting me on text today.
Do you not remember what you've done?
I didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything.
I didn't have time to. You were giving me an attitude all day yesterday. How could I have done anything? You were just giving me an attitude.
Something that you did yesterday.
So what? When did I do it?
You did it the other night. You seriously don't remember what you did the other night?
We went out to eat.
Yeah. You started drinking.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it wasn't even that.
This could go many ways.
I didn't get like.
You literally don't remember.
Well, refresh my memory.
You don't remember what happened when we got home and we pulled into the driveway and you were freaking out saying my sister blocked your car in.
Oh, well.
Do you remember that?
So her sister.
His face looks like he's starting to remember something.
Okay, so let me just. So her sister spent the night the other night at the house and.
Yeah, and she parked. She parked where she parked, which was fine. And you started freaking out that you're the king of the house and you're the first one out of the house. And you need to have the best spot in the driveway.
Stop it.
Which is, it's all true.
No, you're not the king of the house. And when we pulled in, you were like, I don't have enough room to get out in the morning. I don't have enough room. I need to teach her a lesson. And then you walked over and you pissed on her car.
Stop it! Stop it!
Jesus. Really?
Not just like on her car, like you pissed on her door handle.
Oh my. That's so disgusting.
Yeah.
And you don't remember.
Can I explain? No, it's vividly coming back now.
My God.
Okay, well, listen. Here's the deal. Like, again. In the driveway, I'm the first person to leave in the morning. So if you
had plenty of room,
you can park. It's the moral of the whole thing. The moral is
you had double the amount of room.
It doesn't matter. You don't park in front of me. You can park on the street. You can park next to me. You park behind me. You don't park in front of my car because I'm the first person out. Especially because it's my house.
Oh, Jesus.
You just kept saying, I'm going to teach her a lesson.
I can't believe you did that. But in a way, I can believe you did that because I'm sorry. That's funny.
Well, I bet she won't do it again. Are you seriously mad at me because of that?
That's disgusting. And you had plenty of room. I know being drunk, your dimensions were off, but you had plenty of room.
It was a JK. Okay, well, look. I am sorry.
Oh,
I'm sincerely sorry. Tell your sister I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not do that again. As long as she doesn't do that again.
Oh my God.
Hey, just tell me you love me. I don't like when you're mad at me. Tell me you love
me. Yeah, I love you.
All right, I love you too. There we go.
And all is well with the world.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.